Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at ixllearning.com/audio. Visit ixllearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What's wrong with us?
We're very vain.
I guess, yeah.
No, I don't think... Okay, sorry. TIAC has become a bit of a primper.
Yeah.
What do you mean has become?
Do you think he's always been?
Yeah.
Oh.
But not in a bad way at all. He's very clean.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
He doesn't read clean.
Read dirty.
No, but like from 30,000 feet, if you didn't know, you have to get closer to him to realize this messiness is organized.
Takes work.
Like, yeah, okay.
Like if TX was approaching you in Walmart, you're like, that guy's smelly and he probably doesn't have a job.
No.
As he gets closer, you're like, oh my God, his teeth are really white. His eyebrows are perfect. His hair is meant to be exactly as tossed as it is.
Thank you. Yes.
Like everything about him.
You do not give smelly. I'm offended for him.
No, just dudes in general with a beard and like hair. Mm-hmm. You just, it, in Colorado, you go, it's going to be smelly or it's going to be patchouli. It's going to be one of two. Erica.
Patchouli?
That's what, you know what that is? Okay. You're not quite a Coloradoan yet. The rest of the room knows what patchouli smells like,
yeah.
Right?
I know what it smells. I don't know what it is, but I know like the smell.
I don't really know what it is either. But once you become a citizen of Boulder, Colorado, you right. have some in a cabinet somewhere.
Okay.
I think it's just a smell. It's just, okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but I took the next step here. I was inspired. So my wife has started going to get her nails done. That's like something that was important to her. Uh-huh. So she started and she's been trying to get me to go. And it just hasn't worked out. And then finally, my parents were in town so they could watch the kids. And she said, I have an appointment. Do you want to come with? And I was actually kind of inspired by something Erica said very recently.
Oh.
Which was probably some of the biggest BD energy I've ever heard in my life. Where Erica...
What are you talking
Erica
about?
Erica said to Slacker, she said, I don't touch my own nails.
Oh, I do remember that.
And I was like, oh.
That's an option.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I want to be like that.
I don't think it's BD energy. It's a little bit of princess energy.
Yeah. That's better.
I don't
maybe.
Care.
No, I mean, it's cool. There is a point in your life
right.
where you make decisions where you go, I either want wine or I want nails. No, I mean, great
or
on
I
you.
Want both.
If you're great on you, if you can afford both, but there are right. people out there who are like, yeah, no, I drink box wine, but my nails are always done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you got to prioritize what
yes.
makes you happy.
And that's where AHAC is moving toward, right?
Exactly.
She doesn't do her own nails.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah,
no.
If you hold your nails up one more time, Erica, literally
Wait,
she's
on,
like, they don't do like,
but
Erica,
they look good.
Can you look at your own nails? How do you, okay. And then hack, look at your, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking I should have done this?
Yes.
Yeah.
The hand out, like you're looking at your engagement ring versus your hand like facing you. Like
if no,
you,
she if holds it up facing. To the camera.
No, I was showing you my nails.
Yeah, you were. It just happens to be in direct line of the camera.
Do you know how badly I want to take my engagement ring off and chuck it at your head?
Go for it.
No,
do you ever show your right hand nails off? Yeah, only because I asked for it.
They're not even done.
Could you imagine?
I can't imagine.
Have okay. you ever gotten your nails done though, Slacker? You seem really pent up over this.
One time total. This is going to sound weird.
It always does.
I don't like the way it feels. It feels very subservient. I don't like, I got I got a pedicure once in Maui. Already you're in Maui. So the energy just feels very privileged.
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting there and this little woman is just like at your feet. I'm like, I understand I'm paying money for this. I don't like it.
Also,
I don't know why.
That woman very likely also gets pedicures.
I know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I don't know how to get over it.
I did see some of that. I saw that like the workers kind of turn to each other and they would do each other's real quick. Like,
yeah.
like
really?
I got a spot and then they'd go back.
Like
yeah.
Cleaning something up.
So it is.
I know, but you don't feel weird about it at all.
I've been getting pedicures since I was a child. Okay. So.
This, you're not answering my...
If you wanted more princess energy, there you go.
Okay, I don't know why. I know I got to get over it.
I was the same way.
They wouldn't have
saying.
A job if we all felt that way. They want to do nails, I would presume.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's their business, but I just feel...
And as long as you're not being a D to them, like, it's fine.
So maybe that's the problem.
Okay.
So I got to go. I did I mess it up again. What's
manicure.
The
His hand.
I did the foot one first, the pedicure first.
You did both?
I did both. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We did the whole nine, me and my wife.
We only saw the picture of the manicure.
Yeah, because to your point, taking a picture of them working on your feet is a little...
It's
like,
very weird. Yeah.
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 But it was great, except for... there's a few differences that I'm just... This is my... I've done it like 10 years ago. I did it one time. So this is my first time for all intents and purposes. So I walk in and I realize I'm used to like... spots where guys hang out. It's very loud. It's very like so, I walk in, it's so calm, it's peaceful. The lighting's so nice, everyone looks so nice, and I'm like, I like this. This is way better than like the loud smelly bar. It smells nice.
Okay.
That's the other thing.
Did they offer you a beverage?
The one that we went to is working on their liquor license.
Oh.
They're like upgrading.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Pure Lux down the street is where I go when I'm running home
beverage,
from work.
Beverage.
You can buy a cheap glass of wine. Or I think they have beer, like champagne, all kinds of stuff.
Please add me to your next appointment.
Should we do a show nail day?
Yeah. Say
Petties?
Less.
Yeah. 3 weeks from now.
Cannot go before that.
So
I'm dead serious. I will go.
It was great. So they're working on my feet. The other thing I notice is just, I've said this before with my wife, she likes her showers lava. And there's a lot of heat. The water's very hot.
Yeah.
And then they put the wax on my foot.
Oh, you did the wax?
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
That's a special pedicure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did that. They put the wax, and then they put the hot towel on top, and I had to ask her to take the towel off. My feet are on fire.
Did you do the stones?
No.
No hot stones? Oh, sometimes you get a hot stone massage.
Oh, yeah.
She did the calves and stuff. There was a lot more rubbing going on than I anticipated, which it was very relaxing. But
if I can have a beverage and get rubbed.
Yeah. Okay, no. Not like that.
It was embarrassing.
We know you're lonely.
Please remove the towel. It's way too hot. So I did that, and that was nice. And it was great. Yeah, did the nails and...
Clear coat,
yeah.
Could you hold your nails up to the cameras? And yeah, it looks... Nice. So you do have some polish on there.
I do.
You didn't just buff them out.
No, she painted the polish, and it was great. It was really... I'm at a point, I don't think we'd get, I wouldn't hire a babysitter for me to go with my wife, sure. But any opportunity I can go, yeah. I will go from now on. I'm kind of hooked. It was great. Very relaxing.
What's going to come next for him? You're going to start like.
Well, say ass. They said anything else? Eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
Eyebrow, tweezer, or wax, or whatever. And I just thought, what else?
He's gonna
what
be
would Princess
facials.
Do?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get my eyebrows done. So there.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we got into a conversation about TX beauty regimen.
There we go. Mm-hmm. He just like twinkle toes his hands at the camera.
It feels nice. It feels very nice.
It does.
He also disclosed that they got the cheese grater out.
I didn't know this till later, but my wife said, yeah, they got out the kind of the heavy duty one.
Because your feet are nasty.
I think, well, because I never get it done. I mean, it's never ever. So yeah. Now I've reset.
Did they get the hair off your toes then?
I do that myself.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. I used to nair the tops of my feet. Now I just shave them. Nair
them?
Mm-hmm. I used to, like in high school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is that bad?
I'm just wondering how much he's working with.
So
It's not a lot. It's just sometimes my sock pulls it. You know, it gets kind of weird. So I've read the instructions on the Nair bottle 100 times.
Cut! Stop! Stop!
I don't ever need to know anything else about you in my life.
What?
The next traffic report's going to be all these accidents from the moment you said, sometimes the hair on my toes gets caught on my sock.
No, the tops of my feet. Oh. Okay, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
So what happens when you get into bed?
He actually gets like Velcroed in. It's like,
gross,
Aaron's
bro.
Gonna have to leave
I
the
hate
room.
Me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, they kind of freak me out.
So you don't have a like? Can anybody touch your feet?
Yeah, I can do pedicures, but like I couldn't.
But
I couldn't
in a relationship way, if somebody touches your foot, you're like, seriously, I'm gonna kick you in the face.
In like a toe sucking way?
Well. I was not going to get quite that far down in the weeds, Erica.
I just wanted you to know how ridiculous you sounded.
I don't
need to know anything else about you, Erica.
Hey, I never said I did it. We're just saying Aaron can't.
Okay, so we're talking about other beauty stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is weird that it came up today. I'm thinking about just leaving the show.
Not forever.
No, but like there are places close to the show. Mm-hmm. Like we play commercials and a song. I could bop over someplace and get Botox.
No.
What?
You can't just walk in.
Yes, you can.
If you're walking into a Botox place,
yeah,
prepare for it to suck.
Yeah, that's true.
They're booked up.
No, there are places that have room. Isn't there? Like later in the afternoon. Like if I just ran over at like 5:55.
It depends on the place.
Or like.
I don't know. With Botox, I would want it to be like full and book an appointment. I wouldn't want walk-ins.
No. Because they look at your face, they ask you about your history, they talk about how much you're going to do, you tell them, I don't want to do that much, and they say, what if we do a little more?
Because there's places I don't do it. I don't come around the eyes.
No, same. Mm. They tried to get my crow's feet before. I was like, I don't have them.
I do have them, but I wear them with pride. It shows a life of laughter to me.
Yes.
It's like, I think dudes should have crow's feet.
But isn't it?
A little bit.
But women shouldn't. Because women don't
I think if a woman
joy.
Wants to not have them, that's better. I think if a guy wants to not have them, I think you're playing with fire.
Yeah, you're getting a bit frozen too.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Isn't it just a huge blow? I've never done it. Is it a blow to your self-confidence when you sit down and they're like, well, we could do this, this, and this. And you're like, I was just thinking.
Right, I just want it in between my eyes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
just one place.
This
one
is
time what? I sat in a chair and she said, oh, the whole bottom of your face is not symmetrical. And I was like,
oh, God.
Oh.
Did they really say that?
Yeah. She's like, look, your whole mouth is slanted. I was like,
what?
That's something I never noticed about myself and thought to hate on until.
Why
now?
Would you say that out loud in this room? Because now I'm going to notice it.
Wow, it's fine.
Is it? Still?
Like, barely. I kind of like talk out of one side of my mouth more than the other.
Like a Reese Withers? No, not her.
No.
What's her name?
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Not nearly that bad. But yeah, so there are times when you sit in that chair and you go, that hurt
it is
my feelings.
An ego blow.
Yeah.
Have you ever let them do the blue light? Whatever that thing is where they can tell you all the stuff that's under your skin?
No, but I want to.
I've
but
done
I'm also
it. It's scary.
Oh, I did that once. They told me my skin age was my age.
Nice.
Toss.
Okay. Mm. Hack cannot get Botox, by the way. Look at his face.
He doesn't need it.
I don't think I would, because I agree. I think I would be playing with fire.
Your face is frozen already. I swear to God you had Botox. Your forehead doesn't move.
Can you raise your eyebrows for me? Wow, barely
Barely moves. It's
maddening. What about you? Okay, well, you've got a bit of movement in there, Aaron.
This is great radio.
Yeah, it's really good radio because you guys can see it. Let's just put it this way. Slacker's face moves.
And I got angry brow, and I need to get rid of that.
Okay.
I'm like,
The glabella, is that what it's called?
Yes, that thing.
Yes,
I don't have
is.
A full-blown 11.
Yeah.
Like, but my ex-wife had, like, the Trade Center towers. Like,
Hey.
That's
different
maybe,
analogy? Too soon? Good God. It was 24 years ago.
Maybe we don't need to speak about your ex-wife like that.
Oh, she's fine. She knows it.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, you're going to go get something done.
I'm going to, to correct my misshapen lower face.
I don't know if you should do this thing, by the way.
No, I've
You support her?
Yes.
She does, because she looks at the side of my face and sees the lack of jawline I'm experiencing.
That's not at all what I said.
Okay.
I'm thinking about getting just a baby amount of chin filler. Just balance some things
out. Here's the thing, Erica, and all womankind.
Look how little the bottom of my face is.
But it's I don't like it. I don't want to listen, two things. I would like to go to a Botox like right away, tonight, even tomorrow.
Someone
like,
text in.
So I don't want to talk trash, but I just think people go into those places with your attitude. Like, I just want a little. And then you get talked into a bunch and you come out with this Zac Efron looking deformed butt chin.
I'm
like,
not going to be the crimson chin.
Because I had a girlfriend who was like, I'm going in for a boob job, but I just want to get a C. I just want to get a better, she was like a B cup, and she's like, I'm just going to get a full C. And she comes out with these just like huge double Ds. And like, it was because they talk you into it. Just don't.
I feel like it's different now.
It is?
Yeah.
I feel like it is.
It's very, especially in Colorado, the place where I go, they're like, we keep it very natural. They refer to it as like Colorado Botox because no one wants to do the LA stuff. That's
and get
too
frozen,
much.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they want it to be so natural.
Because you can, on some people, you can see Botox because their head gets shiny.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's like glass skin once you can't move it too much.
Oh, so it just gets, where's the shine come from?
I don't know.
From like sweat and you don't feel it? I just
don't know. I'm not a scientist.
It's very strange.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 1059.
Let's talk about baby names.
Are you expecting?
No, I'm just fat.
Oh my
gosh.
Slacker.
You never ask someone that, Aaron.
So rude.
I'm literally mad at every single person in the room now.
That didn't take long.
That's kind of what we're going for, I think.
All right, cool.
There's a woman who has is offering her pregnant sister $500 to not name her kid, her unborn child, whatever her dream name is.
Right. So it's like if Aaron was my sister and Aaron was pregnant and she's like, I'm going to name the baby XYZ. And I was like, that's my name. Here's $500. I just felt like you explained it weird and I needed to clarify all that.
Okay, no, but it's like if I was a girl and Tiak was a girl and we were sisters, let's go deeper into the wilderness of like, no, I think we got it. You want me to explain it one more time?
No. So
I'm not going to be able to recover.
So she wants to pay.
Yeah, she wants. Here's my point. I think people, I don't know which side of this I'm on because I have a friend who has a child with a very unique name, and I'm not going to out anybody. Mm-hmm. Has a child with a very unique name, and one of her friends just named the kid the exact same name. And it's like, that feels weird.
It is weird.
But also, kids, like,
okay, so
they could separate, and one could live in Longmont, and one could live in Greeley, and they could both be named XYZ.
That's true.
And it's like, it's okay. Like, my name is Michael. I don't feel, I guess maybe it's because my name is Michael, that I don't see territorially about names, because if you walk into any big room and go, Michael, you're going to get 20 plus guys to turn around.
Okay. And if I were pregnant, which I'm not, and I said, it's a girl, we're naming her Mia, how would you feel?
That wouldn't bother me. My daughter's 15. Your daughter will is negative one.
If I said T-Hack, it's a girl. I'm naming her Hazel. That's much closer in age then.
Would you be weird about it?
There's a little more history to that name too, right?
Yeah, she was named after my wife's grandmother. So we have just a personal connection. I would maybe ask, oh, what makes you like that name?
It would be weird.
Like, are you naming...
Really?
Yeah, are you naming your daughter after my daughter?
Right.
Because it feels like she hasn't accomplished enough yet to be put on that kind of
but
pedestal.
If she really just liked the name, like, I don't... Like, I guess if you have a super unique name, then I draw a line. But, like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. TX's real name is Tyler. Like, there's going to be other Tylers.
Aaron and Erica, lots of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So,
And we went through this when we were having kids, and you kind of have a name in your mind, and then you're at the park, and then you hear someone go, okay, come on, Hazel, let's go. And you're like, oh, my God, no, there's a Hazel.
What are you talking about?
But then you're right, because you're like, who knows what school? And also, they're older, and there are other Hazels. It's not, we didn't make it up.
My son is named Noah. The year my son was named Noah, what was the number one name that year?
Noah?
Yeah. Mm. The year I was named Michael, what was the number one name that year?
Probably Michael.
It was. Mm. And I don't think my parents, obviously, there was not a registry to go... look it up, but they were just like, we're going to name him Michael. I was Gregory until the second I shot out.
That's what I was going to say is like, yes, you can totally have ideas of names, but I feel like not until you meet the baby.
Mm. I disagree with that.
I don't think you can.
You can look at a baby and be like, that's a Stuart. Or like you have it in your head the whole time.
If you've decided on Stuart, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you have to meet the baby. I popped out with red hair. I'm the only one in my family with red hair. And yes, my parents had ideas, but then they were like, nah, she's got to be named pretty much after Ireland. So they switched
it. So they had another name. Do you know what it was?
I don't.
Weird.
I think Aaron's right. We did the same thing where we wouldn't even.
Your kids look different from the. I know, come but we had the name,
but we didn't tell anyone until they were born because of that reason.
You never know.
They come out and you get that motherly instinct. Just like, that's no, it's wrong.
Kylie Jenner had named her son Wolf and then changed it.
She did not.
She did.
She did. And now it's Aries.
In utero, she was thinking Wolf the whole time.
Well, it was named birth, Wolf.
The birth certificate.
She wrote
had
Wolf. On the paper.
Where have you been?
No, I don't pay attention to those people. Gross.
I tried to change my son's name to Wolf and got caught in the process.
This is very strange. I think you don't know this, but I think I owe you an apology.
Oh my gosh, why?
Why?
Because what? I thought you were a complete D because you wouldn't tell us the name. I thought you were just being one of those guys who were like, I'm not going to tell you the name because I don't want anybody to steal it. I thought you were just being tell us. Mm. I'm not going to tell anybody. Just tell us the name. But if the real reason was you wanted to see their face first, why didn't you tell me that? Like this whole time, I thought you were one of these people. Like, this is our name. Like, it's our little, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I want to make something very clear. I will be one of those people.
You have to tell us. Off
There's
the air.
No way.
We're never going to let it out,
I'm not
Erica.
Telling anyone. I'm also not pregnant.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Literally 14 seconds ago, the magic of Friday sunk into Erica.
Yeah.
It's Feel Good Friday!
Woo! This day always sneaks up. I don't know why.
Don't you want to feel good?
I do. I was just so focused on, you know, getting home later.
That's what's making me feel
good.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. You have to be here at this awesome job. Everyone. Okay, well, I'll go first.
Yeah.
There's a company called Code Blue CPR. Mm. They sell defibrillators.
Okay. Ooh.
The founder of the company just fulfilled a lifelong dream and climbed Mount Everest.
Wow.
While they were up there, they dropped a defibrillator off at the base camp at 16,500 feet.
That's awesome.
Fast forward 3 weeks, a French woman was up there and dropped dead from a heart attack. The only thing that could save her is a defibrillator. And there happened to be one. And she was shocked back to life.
I feel like we needed the sound effects on that one.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I dated a girl who had a pacemaker, and so she like tuned me into noticing the defibrillators at places. Like gymnasiums have them a lot, yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
I tend to notice them, yeah. Now, only because I knew they were important to her. And now
there's one here. Do you know where it is?
By the kitchen.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Here in the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, they put them in. We're kind of cutting edge when it comes to that stuff. Oops. Also, yeah. Some people who
work
here. I don't
know if anyone is registered to use them, though.
Yeah, I think you just strap it on and hit it, right? Just
I don't know how to use it.
No one knows. No, we don't know how
to use
it.
I played elephant. It's next to
clear.
The reason you say clear, do you know why you say that?
Because you want everyone not touching the person. No. Yeah.
Who's very smart. All right.
That's cool. I have a story. I'll go.
Yay!
I'm not sure where my story took place. I think in the UK, but there is a man who was a...
No! You already did sound effects. This is Feel Good Friday.
Oh, sorry.
There was a fire in a building, and there was luckily a crane operator nearby, and so he was able to use his crane to save a man from the burning building.
Oh.
Lowered him to safety, so Whoa. Which is cool. Great enough story as it is.
Yeah.
But this man, the crane operator, he's 66. He just found out that he has a terminal cancer diagnosis.
No.
He most likely had the cancer while he saved the man, but like this has all come about.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been granted, people want to pay him back. So there's a company, the Bucket List Wishes. They're basically like, we're here to give you whatever you want. You saved a man, you're terminal, you're 66. What do you want? We'll give you anything. And he said... He wanted two things. He wanted new flooring for his home, and he wanted a garden shed for the home that he just recently moved into. He wanted a shed and new floors.
He could have anything in the world.
And that's what he chose.
Mm. Such a dad move.
It is a good, yeah. I'm pretty jealous. A shed would be nice.
Hmm.
You got close to crying on that one.
Very close, yeah. You can have anything.
I know. There's something so really just touching about that. Hmm. Huh. Did we give you enough time?
Oh, yeah, I've got one. This is out of Arizona. There was a 14-year-old kid who was riding his bike around and found $300 of cash and credit cards inside a wallet. So
how old? 13?
14.
Yeah, I'm keeping that.
He was in the middle of saving for an electric dirt bike, but he decided, I'm going to actually return this wallet. And, you know, he did the whole thing where he like sent the photo of the ID to his mom, and then his mom figured out where the wallet belonged, I guess. And
well, yeah, the address is on the ID.
Right. That's true. But he's 14.
This is my favorite. Mom did some hardcore investigating by looking up the address.
He didn't even just like go, oh, this is right down the street. Like he made a point to be like, okay, where does this go? Whatever. And the person who got the wallet back decided to give $3,500.
Wow. What? That's a lot.
Actually, sorry, it was not the person. It was just a random good Samaritan because the person who lost wallet posted about it. This is a great kid.
So somebody just gave this kid enough money for the thing he wanted.
I want to make sure that this kid can get his electric dirt bike.
Wow. I have mixed feelings about that.
Not feeling too good.
Do you know what time it is?
I remember being young. I used to go to the kids' night at the YMCA, and they would sell pizza. And one time I bought one slice of pizza. They gave me two. And I said, oh, I only paid for one. And they said, oh, that's so honest. Just keep the second one. And I'm like, that's great. I did the right thing. I got rewarded. And then like a few weeks later, it happened again. And I'm like, oh, I only paid for one. You gave me two. And they're like, oh, thanks. And they took it back. And I was like, whoa. I thought I got to keep it. So now it's like.
So now this kid is going to think, anytime I find a wallet, I'm going to return it and I'm going to get a dirt bike.
Yeah. That's what I think still to this day.
But that means the parents did a great job raising him to return the wallet.
Yeah. But then I started lying once I realized I didn't get to keep the second slice.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We need to discuss. Okay. Every time I start talking, Slacker
rolls his eyes.
Sorry. I'm supposed to laugh. You're supposed to be funny. Let's go. What are we talking about?
Okay. We need to discuss something very, very important. Mm-hmm. It is our horoscopes. And really more importantly, it's what ice cream you would be based on your zodiac sign.
Yes. Can I? Mm. You two with the love affair of each other's little bits that are on this show.
Wait, for the record, this is my first horoscope bit ever.
I didn't know you were this person. Are you this person?
Yeah. Yes. Are you a crystal horoscope person?
How? See, there's a difference. I'm not a crystals girl, although one time I was given a crystal for love, and then I found a horrible boyfriend. But I was in love for a minute.
What kind? Did you carry? Like you carried around like the little red crystal?
No, but it was next to. It's not red. It's like the light pink one. It was sitting next to my bed. Thank you, that one. Yep. But I do really strongly believe in horoscopes. I think that they explain a lot about us.
Okay.
There are three people in the room with the same horoscope. And once again, I will say, I think it explains a lot about us.
I will say the exact opposite, because the fact that I'm the same horoscope as Aaron makes no sense.
We are the same horoscope, but we are different, like sunrise or whatever, moon rising.
Would you call Aaron and I similar in any way, shape or form?
Absolutely. Yes.
A bit argumentative.
Feisty.
Yeah.
You really want to say that to me right now?
I am more different than the two of you.
I would agree.
But I wouldn't call her in the middle of us. She's not like this. She's exactly in the middle of us, right?
Okay.
But I wouldn't call her, like, you're nothing like we are nothing alike. Am I crazy?
I don't know. You Aries figure it out amongst yourselves.
I mean, you are definitely different than all of us.
Probably,
is just his own.
I'm a Taurus. I'm the Taurus one, the lone.
Much more of a homebody, much more of a like, let's just lay low and maybe spend some money.
Ooh, yeah, I do like that. You got any for me?
Okay. All right, so what do our horoscopes have to do with ice cream?
Well, the Slacker Show research team has decided that they've paired ice cream flavors and zodiac signs.
Those guys are here to use. Anyone can use them.
So we've solved cancer. We've solved every other problem. Okay. Yeah. So what ice cream flavor are we?
So Aries are cookies and cream. And funny enough, as you're sitting here pretty pissed off and kind of fighting with all of us, it's because they are controversial. There are multiple people who claim they created the cookies and cream ice cream.
Putting Oreos in ice cream is like a medical breakthrough. What are we talking about?
So
walk us through it.
Some close friends of ours, an ice cream company that we love very much, claims that they were the first to create this innovative flavor.
Little Man.
No, no. Oh, they come and visit sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if we wanted to talk about them.
Bluebell?
Yeah. They Bluebell? Say on their website.
I want to talk about Bluebell.
Okay. On their website, Bluebell says, we created cookies and cream. South Dakota State University also claims that they invented the flavor in 1979.
Ooh. Ooh, we love Bluebell.
And some other professional ice cream tester claims he did it in 82. Okay. So really controversial, a bit fiery. There's a little spunk to it.
Do you?
If you created it, then there'd be a South Dakota State line of cookies and cream ice cream. There'd be the guy with the scientist. He'd have his own line. Bluebell created it because they have a line of it.
ChatGPT says it seems like South Dakota State University is the earliest documented, but Bluebell created the popularity with it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Don't you think that two people can invent the same thing at the same time, though?
Totally.
Similar times. There was no internet in the 70s.
I know, exactly. So like two people could be liking chocolate and peanut butter, and then it's just like, ooh, and then just Reese's was the one who like made it happen. Right. Do the areas in the room feel like cookies and cream?
Yeah, you know, pretty simple, a little basic, but got some extra punch.
I don't think it's strong enough for me. I think I'm a Jamocha almond fudge or something. Like no. I want, especially today.
Like you're an extra caffeine.
Yeah, there's something going on with me right now.
There's your a little double espresso.
I've got the espresso beans in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Aaron and I, we agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cookies and cream. Weirdly, is that even your favorite flavor of ice cream?
No.
Now that I have a Ninja Creami, yes, because I can finally make it gluten free. I have been dying for it for years, and now I'm literally having it every single night.
Well. That feels concerning.
Welcome to my world.
All right,
T-Hack, the Taurus in our lives. Now this one, I'll be honest, the Slacker Show research team has got me a little here.
Okay, what is it?
Taurus, butter pecan.
Oh, no. You had him at butter though.
Yeah,
Taurus rules the second house of values and possessions. Okay. Remember what I said about money?
Okay, yeah.
And pecan is the most calorically dense and highly fat.
Yeah, no. It started checking out.
Is butter. That is what this says.
I don't know that I've ever had butter pecan ice cream.
I usually go
cookie dough. I just go, or cookies and cream. I'll just go for the plate. That feels too exotic for me, but maybe I should try it.
You should. I would say it's close to vanilla.
Yeah,
I don't know that I've had it.
Homebody ice cream.
Yeah. And it does say bowls are notoriously weak for rich things, Mr. Shoe-aholic.
That's fair.
So what is, we need other horoscopes.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else? What's your fiance?
He's,
What is
he's
he?
He's a Libra.
Okay.
They're the scale. So everything is really about balance in his life. He is vanilla ice cream.
That makes sense. Truly.
Blazing foundational. Wow, that makes sense. Not fun.
Being the balanced dude, vanilla, you can do that with everything.
Unlikely to start a war or trigger an allergic reaction.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's find something better than that.
Well, I want to ask, because your fiance has a lot of tattoos, but is it just on one side?
That's so unbalanced of him. You're so right.
That feels feels balanced,
no, it
though.
Is balanced.
It's like one arm He's tattoo, like, one knot.
It is
it's
just like, on one side,
like
yeah.
They kind of balance. I know what you're saying, but...
Because I called him... Who did I call him the other day?
I have no idea.
I called him Two-Face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Because if you take a picture of him from one side, he's a biker, and the other side, he's just a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He is the scales of justice.
Yeah.
And one of his tattoos is, represents Libra. So that's interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a much deeper. When your wife's birthday was literally just happened.
Yeah, yeah, she's a Leo.
She's a Leo. Oh, I wish I could be AHAC right now.
What?
She is mint chocolate chip.
Ooh, nice. She does like mint chocolate
Can
chip.
Can I just say this?
What?
That's the trashiest ice cream there is. That is
How
the
dare
worst.
You?
That is
Are you
like,
aware that mint chocolate chip, when it's green, is my favorite flavor?
Okay. I don't care. Then why don't you
need
just
to try it when it's white? There's
I'm okay
okay Tillamook. With that.
Little man has white mint chocolate chip.
Oh, I've never seen
but
the
I
white.
Like the fake green.
No. It's like eating toothpaste. Like
it's
I don't
not.
I
it's
just
not.
You just rub it on
you
your
like
teeth.
You like junior mints. It's the same thing.
No.
It's just cold.
It's not,
you there.
It's not the same thing. I don't want
the junior mints you can go like
I don't want them cold. I don't want them cold.
It's a mind game for me because of the green. I always think it's going to be more minty than it is, so I never have it. Then whenever I try it, it tastes like the Girl Scout cookie, the thin mint.
Yes. It is a little
like,
more
oh,
refreshing.
It's just a touch of mint, but the green throws me off because I think it's all mint.
Here's the thing that's throwing me off. My daughter's favorite flavor of ice cream is cookies and cream, but she's not an Aries.
What is she?
She is Cancer.
Okay. Oh! Mm. Ooh, her flavor is Cookie Monster, a.k.a. bright blue and full of cookies. I don't know how I feel about the Slacker Show research team anymore.
Let's sing the song together, shall we?
Okay.
Eating a cookie, that's good enough for me.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Have any of you guys even tried pickleball yet?
Yes, no. I love it.
Are you being serious?
Yes. But I played tennis in high school.
Oh.
Like, that. It's up my alley.
It looks so dumb to me
no,
that
it's
I don't
so
get
fun.
That's like saying all sports are dumb.
No, this is just like play ping pong.
It's not ping pong.
Or play tennis.
I hate ping pong.
Why would you combine these two things?
Yeah, especially you play tennis. Why wouldn't you play tennis?
I would, but all of the tennis courts are being knocked down for pickleball courts.
Yeah.
See, that's
it's so
we're
stupid.
We're rewriting history here. We're forgetting tennis.
Oh, okay.
The rec center in my neighborhood, when this thing started, this was just a geriatric sport.
Yeah,
this was just 900-year-old people just out there, just barely, and they kind of sit and be fit. Some of them were sitting in chairs and doing.
No way.
Really? For real.
Just rallying.
Just going back and forth.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Well, I mean, it's still better than nothing, right?
Is this pickle, the chicken and pickle, is that near, where is that? Do you guys know what that is?
Haven't heard of that.
There is like
chicken and pickle.
Pickleball is so big in Colorado. There's some restaurant. I've had friends go, please meet me at chicken and pickle. I'm like, no chance.
And is it you can like eat and get drinks and play pickleball?
Yes.
Yes. I had one of those in Salt Lake when I was living there, but it was a cider place with pickleball courts. But I know we never went.
This sounds so dumb to me.
Like a pickleball bar, a pickle bar.
What?
Can you drink and...
Yeah,
like, now you're not working out. You're drinking. You know,
no, it's not a sport if you can drink at it.
It's
golfing.
Yeah,
that's not a sport.
Yes, it is.
What's
in the Olympics, Slacker?
Just because it's so is curling. That's not it. Is curling a sport? It's not a sport.
I bet you could not curl.
I guarantee you, I can curl. And there are curling places in Colorado. I just drove past one of those.
Do you want to do it this winter?
I will do it today. We will leave this show. I will turn this car around.
I'm a little busy today. Okay. I can't do today. But I would love to watch you try to curl. You would eat bleep.
Would you like to put your money where your mouth is? I guarantee this is so adjacent to Manitou Springs. Like, you're challenging me right now.
For the record, I'm not saying I would be good at curling. I'm saying none of us would be.
Who do we think would be the best at curling?
I guarantee you I'm the best curler in this room right now.
Can I ask what position? Because you have the guys with the brooms
or
and
the guy who
pushes it.
You name it. You tell me what to do.
Oh, okay.
I can be one knee boy or I can be sweeper boy. Guaranteed.
If with you own your the bad knee, you think you're going to be good?
Yes, you just kneel down and like...
And then you're stuck.
One time at my 9th birthday party, my mom fell.
I did not want to open a can of worms.
My mom fell ice skating and she's never been the same with her knee. So I'm just warning you about the dangers of ice.
Though, right? They're just
no,
in
they're
regular
in sneakers.
Shoes.
Let me just throw this out there. 303-222-5423. If you're a curling, if you're on a curling team or you like know the curling managers, set us up. We're going to come out and we're going
to
curl.
I would love to.
Back to pickling. Apparently there's a dating app now that started in Colorado.
Yeah. I love this. I have a friend who's literally dating someone that she met playing pickleball.
Wow.
Okay, and now I might have to start playing pickleball.
Yes! It's such a good idea because, well, maybe not for you because you hate it, but it's like going, it's just a shared interest.
Okay.
So that's what the app is. You have to like pickleball. That's
number
one.
Yes, and then you go get partners based on that.
Oh.
But I'm just going to say none of the regular dating apps ever worked for me. So maybe I got to try this. Maybe I got to get into pickleball or maybe I got to.
It seems like this one would have more built in because what should we do for our first date?
pickleball.
We should play pickleball. Like, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Is that a good date?
Yeah.
Why not?
What do you mean, yeah?
I'd rather go play pickleball than go meet up for drinks.
There it is. Oops, pickleball.
Then go meet up at a bar is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
You get some teamwork in there. You see how you gel immediately. Communication, kind of. I've got up. I've got back. Like,
okay. Are you a big pickleballer?
We were in gym class in high school.
Oh,
we
used it to, existed already?
Yeah, we'd played it in gym class and we would skip school.
You sure you're not thinking of badminton?
For sure, yeah. Okay. We did all the net sports. There was like volleyball and badminton and pickleball.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There was also like Hoover ball. You ever heard of that? Henry Hoover, was he the president? He invented it. It's like volleyball, but you play it with a medicine ball.
Oh, so yeah.
It's like super heavy and you throw it over and you have to catch it.
I have heard of this and I think it got banned at my school.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm not sure which way to approach this first, but I'm going to do the way that makes Erica the most uncomfortable. I think I broke my wrist.
And then here's where I say, oh, what'd you do?
I'm so alone.
Right, right. Perfect. And the first time you said it, you looked directly into my soul.
I'm sorry.
And I didn't like that.
This, I broke it. I think I broke it at Costco. Because.
Fighting someone for mangoes.
If they had the mangoes, there would not be a fight. I would just. I am purging everything from my bedroom.
Okay. It sounds like you're having a bit of a spiritual awakening.
Yes. I think that's what it is.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's necessary.
Can I ask a personal question? It's what we do on the show.
It is. Yes.
Is this the same bedroom furniture from when you were married?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time.
But, okay.
No,
really?
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Just the furniture?
See, what,
are you due up for like
mattress?
Which marriage?
Oh no. You kept the same furniture from marriage one all the way through marriage two?
Kinda, yeah.
Have you ever considered not hoarding things?
No, my bed is was industrial steel canopy.
The frame, not the mattress.
What difference does that make?
It's a huge difference.
I have new sheets. What are we talking about? The mattress itself.
It's bad juju.
It's also just been a while. You should probably replace your mattress.
Also, when was your first marriage?
Like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder your back hurts all the time.
No. God, this mattress was like $12,000.
Okay, well, no need to flex.
I didn't pay for it. I had an endorsement.
No need to flex.
Okay. No, but it was like, it's like a double pillow top. I have to have the super deep sheets and stuff. Okay, sorry.
She feels like you're still flexing.
No. Okay, so all I'm saying is this, you guys know how I think, and you know that when I get everything replaced, which is probably, I'll be done today, because I'm just driving to every Costco finding the pieces that I need. I expect my life to change immediately once I get done.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually have to leave the house.
What do you mean?
Like, if you think that this is going to welcome women into your life.
Not women, just anything different. Something different has to happen.
Well, I didn't know that you hated us so much and you were trying to change your whole life.
No, it's not you guys. This is fine. I'm just like, is this dumb?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're doing it on your own. You're entering into dude house territory. It's a very slippery slope. You need a woman to design your bedroom. You need a woman to pick out your frame and stuff. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a black leather couch and like every dude
plaid
has.
Plaid sheets.
Exactly.
Literally, you're explaining my fiance's house.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's too late. I've already bought the bed.
No, I think it's okay. Because I do think that you are mature enough not to be like
someone else.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not.
I mean, pleather. It's not actual leather. Okay. But it's like, the headboard's all padded and it's like a waterbed.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
No, it's a white bed. The other thing is, it's hard to see the TV from bed since I'm just going to live the rest of my life alone. Because of the pole, there's poles on my old bed.
So you're replacing it so you can watch F1 in the mornings without getting up.
That's sort of where it started.
Yeah, because.
Because the races are like at 5 a.m. moving forward.
And you're like, I can't see
With the pole, yeah. Because then my son comes into bed with me sometimes if
I
have
something you probably shouldn't have been.
Okay, you may have me there, but the studies show you're not supposed to have a bedroom or you're not supposed to have a TV in your bedroom, and you're like tailoring your bedroom for the TV.
I just don't think I'm gonna leave much anymore, Tiak. I'm gonna come in here, and I'm just gonna be in my room.
Well, we have TVs here. You can
watch it. But like, I'm just.
I think that you need to look at this differently.
Tell me how.
Like, I liked the deep breath. That's a really good start. And then you go, breathe in good energy. Breathe out all those times I said that I was done dating.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why does every generation want to believe that the new generations have it so easy?
I don't know that I would say the younger generation than us have it easy.
But like, there's crap you did when you were young that you're like, no one would ever do that now.
Yeah, like I think we had it better.
You do?
Yes.
Like, well, okay. Well,
I wasn't making TikToks in my bedroom. I was like skinning my knees, riding my bike around, following my siblings.
That's
getting
better?
A Razor scooter to the shit.
Yeah. That's so better.
How is that better?
Because you're a kid.
I know, but like you guys probably there was enough safety around by the time you guys came up. You didn't have lawn darts, right?
I don't even know what that is.
Lawn dart?
No.
It's exactly what you think it is. It's a giant dart. It's a giant sharpened thing that's a dart. And you like throw it up. You make a little hula hoop on the other side of your yard and you throw it up in the air and you try to hit it. And it, but it's like.
But if it hits you.
It's a copay or death.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we have. Yeah. That's a real thing.
Have a few drinks and then we'll go out and play.
All right. Perfect.
You don't understand. Like sometimes they wouldn't stick like in the ground. So my dad sharpened them.
What?
My dad got a grinder out and made them sharp.
Okay.
Wow. Like cut cheese with them sharp.
Wow. All right.
Yikes.
Did he throw them too, or did he just let you boys throw them?
My dad and all of his buddies. Yeah. No, everybody's just out in the backyard drunk. But if one of the kids like came home on a bike and just happened to be wandering through the field of play, they could be harmed.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Who thought that was a good idea? I don't.
Dude, they ever. Just, who? People still, when we do bring it back, they're like, bring back lawn darts. They brought them back and they just made them heavy.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun because they're weighted and you just like throw it up in the air and then it goes.
Right. Yeah. But I still think that like.
Skinning your knee and taking a Razor scooter is good.
I just like running around and not having a parent watching you at all times let you like make mistakes and like skin your knees and get the Razor scooters to the shins.
Would your parents let you have a pellet gun and shoot each other?
What is that?
Okay, you're a girl. Tiak.
Yeah. I had a BB gun.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
BB gun?
I bought one from a friend unbeknownst to my parents and just showed up with it. They were like, what is that? Like, it's a BB gun. They're like, okay.
You and just
like,
showed up with it?
Yeah, and they were like, okay.
Did you shoot your friends?
With fireworks, we did.
Yeah.
With like, Roman candles. Right? I never did with the BB gun.
You were playing with fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So and we were not. And in fact, one time my dad was setting off fireworks and the cops came and I cried. So,
okay.
Because the cops were there and they were going to take my dad away.
Oh, my
they weren't,
gosh.
By the way. They were just telling him to stop.
Here's what I think.
We know there's lawn darts in here. Open up.
And you sharpened up.
So what do we want? Like, we want people to call and go, what's the dangerous crap that existed that the new generation will never know? Is that what we're calling it?
For sure. Like, what did you get away with as a kid that your kids could never?
Yes.
Do you think the kids current are still playing with fireworks the way that apparently all the boys were?
No,
I don't know.
Because they made them illegal almost everywhere.
Okay.
So unless like a 16-year-old can't get up to Wyoming to get them. I wonder if you can still get them in Wyoming.
You can.
Yeah, and we adapted. I'm a millennial, so I grew up with Axe body spray and a lot of campfires.
Yeah.
So
and I would just want, I'm not going to say the rest for legal reasons, but I'm sure you can do the math.
I got the back of my head singed off. By a boy doing that to me once. He's so lucky I turn.
Because it would have been your face.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh my God. We did use aerosol cans and fire like for like
fireballs.
Full on pyrotechnic shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we keep going around the room, if you've got something like this that you did with a kid. Nope. You did as a kid.
No.
That they could never do today. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Aaron, were you an adventurous kid like this?
Yes and no. Because like I wanted to keep up with my brother. Yeah. Who was also doing the like Axe body spray stuff.
We all smelled terrible.
So bad. But I don't think I did all of that on my own.
Right. Yeah. And my brother just had three sisters, so he wasn't allowed to.
Oh. Well, we used to do this thing after school. We would borrow one of the office chairs from the school, the ones with wheels, you know?
Yes.
And one of my buddies had a truck. And
oh,
we had a rope.
Yes.
And we just went around neighborhoods. You'd pull a kid sitting in the office chair.
Yes.
Yeah. You make me hope I never have boys.
Boys come up with things like that.
I used to pull a kid on a skateboard.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's like Back to the Future.
I was petrified.
I remember the cops they stopped us all the time because people would call the cops on us and they'd be like, and what you're doing isn't technically illegal, but.
Yes, it is.
No, it's technically illegal.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah,
we're on the main roads.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Wasn't the highway.
When cable came to our town, I don't know if this counts.
You remember when cable came to your town?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Longmont didn't get cable right away. Like it took forever, and then it's like you guys. This is another thing you don't understand because you just always had internet, probably.
Oh, the
that whole thing was like, keep going. Welcome.
You got mail.
We had we finally got cable, and the guy who lived next to us worked for Scripps Howard Cable, so we were like, okay, so he's got all the channels. Trust me, we tried to tap into his cable, couldn't figure it out. But what we did was me and my buddy Tony Staub would take my remote control from my cable, go to his front window, and Tony and I would turn on the porn channel and watch what, like from his front step, we would.
And you found that arousing with your buddy?
It was the Playboy channel.
With your buddy in a front yard?
In a pinch. We're just both storing. Storing information.
That's crazy.
But this dude's name was Dennis. And I remember his wife going, Dennis! He would get in so much trouble. She's like, you're watching the porn channel again. And we're just outside, just like, oh.
You were just a kid breaking up marriages.
Yeah. They did break up. I
think. Oh my gosh.
It's not my
As long as she doesn't move, he's got the cable, right?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, sorry. I'm curious what things girls were getting away with. The only thing I can really think of is like parties, right? We would go to parties. Our parents didn't have our location.
You snuck out though.
No, never.
Here's the thing. No one can sneak out anymore.
Right. Because
everybody's got Simply Safe with the things on their window or there's a camera in the backyard motion detected.
Literally like, going
you
off.
You can't get by with it.
Find My.
Yeah.
Find My or Life 365 or whatever.
Because every once in a while I was lying to my parents about where I was because I knew I'd be back where I told them I was.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
I figured you were too big of a rule follower. No, you're a rule follower too.
Yeah, I never snuck out.
What's the point? Just tell them where you're going.
What? No, because you guys, it's more fun to be like, trust me, I never snuck
out. There's so much driving to the middle of the woods somewhere to meet a group of kids you've never met before.
That might be
that's how you get killed.
Well, not then, though.
Not then, yeah. We were
nobody thought of killing each other while we were out there.
So that's not true. We could get away with going to a field without dying.
Yeah. It was better back then.
Dangerous crap that you did that kids can't do now. 303-222-5423.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm trying to decide if we're waxing nostalgic for the good old days when we could just be broken and like, why do you want to get scabs on your knees as
it's
opposed
not
to
about
like
that? It's about like the running around and not staring at screens and.
Okay. Hack said he thought of one more or something.
Yeah,
or?
I thought of a couple. I remember it being a really scary thing when I was in about fifth grade because all the sixth graders were playing a game called Quarters. You ever heard of Quarters?
I have heard it.
Is that where you're like getting quarters thrown at your knuckles?
At your knuckles, yeah. You put your knuckles down.
Oh,
your
you're not talking down. Bouncing a quarter into a glass.
No, you put your fist down on the table and you just slide the quarter across as hard as you can and you get the quarter hit. That's it. It's like
you want to make them bleed.
It's or a like sign of being like tough, I guess.
What there's like a you play slaps or something. I remember
bloody knuckles. We did bloody knuckles where you're like and you like hit their knuckles really hard.
No, ours was just basically you slap each other as hard as you can. But it was like not face, hands.
And we did Cheerios too, is what it was called. Which we play ping pong and every point you lose you had to turn and it just hit the ball at you as hard.
Oh my gosh.
And it would leave a little Cheerio.
Okay. So we want to hear yours as well, Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you used to do as a kid that's super dangerous?
Well, Aaron and them kind of already said it, but it's parties. Like, every time my parents went out of town, I would throw, like, an epic rager. And then we would just have
them?
Koi come and clean up. Yeah, Koi would just come afterwards and clean the house. Everybody would chip in, like, $5. Like, there's no way that could happen anymore because there's
cameras.
A million cameras around. Yeah,
the cameras
kill it.
I was never brave enough to throw one. I also think our parents were like, you'll die if you do.
My parents never left, but had I done it, my dad would have killed me.
Yes, exactly.
Like not pretend killed.
No, my parents
killed,
found
like,
out when I was like yeah. My parents found out when I was like in my 20s, and they were kind of shocked to hear about it. But by then, who cares? Like I'm
right,
like, oh, what are you gonna do?
Game over. Yeah. Wow,
it's over. It's
okay.
Yeah,
that feels completely normal. Thank you, Carrie. It is kind of sad because you do learn a little responsibility by doing that, though. You learn how to like.
I don't know if responsibility is the right word.
No, you do because you got it.
Irresponsibility. Yeah.
But you have to get it put back together before your parents get home. And now they're just so helicoptered. They don't know how to like destroy everything and rebuild it.
And that's okay.
John.
Yay.
What was dangerous when you were a kid?
When we were a kid, we would chase each other on ATVs with Roman candles, and one of the kids that we were doing it with got hit in the back of the head and fell off the ATV and had to go to the hospital.
You don't say.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Well,
no judgies.
How do you explain that? Because I do remember when we were doing dangerous stuff, if somebody got hurt, everyone scatter drilled because no one wanted to be the one to tell the parents.
Right.
Like they would just, I fell off my bike off kind of a little bit of a cliff.
Perfect.
And no one helped me because they were like, they didn't want to have to tell. because we shouldn't have been riding where we were.
Right.
Like, so you just...
So they just left you and said, that's, hope that, he's okay.
That is the rules of what happens. And if you shoot somebody with a firework and they, like, and they get hurt, like, you don't... You leave them for dead.
I guess that's how you learn responsibility.
Okay. Is that you using my stuff against
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
that, that is. Okay, that's really cute.
Yeah.
Steve.
Hey.
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 What's yeah. your dangerous thing?
Okay, I used to play... I'm from England, and we had this thing over there called clackers. I'm not sure if we have them over here.
Clappers?
They were like clackers, yeah. They were like size of two billiard pool balls, about the same weight. And they would dangle on the piece of string, and you have a piece of plastic in the middle, and you used to bounce them up and down.
Yep.
And you used to hit the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like those were dangerous?
Cradle, yeah. Yeah. So people had sprained wrists or broken wrists, fractured wrists and things with these things. So
Yeah. It's not only that. It's isn't that what David and Goliath, isn't that what he took him out with? Where someone was like, like it's a
boomerang.
No, it's yeah, like that, the yeah. two little clackers, and like you just go and it wraps around your legs and you'll trip.
Yeah, I guess I just wasn't playing with them as intensely as you guys were.
No, boys, I mean you bounce them up and down and you hit the top and bottom of each other, so yeah. two of them, like in Newton cradles, but on the bottom and top. Clack, 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 clack.
I just love your accent.
Yeah, no, you can just read the phone book to us right now.
Yeah. How bad could it be?
Thank you, Steve. Meredith.
Yay.
Dangerous as a kid.
So when I was growing up in North Carolina, when I turned 16, my mom would send me to the grocery store with a blank check to buy the family groceries. And I would buy alcohol, wine, and beer for all my friends. They didn't card back then. The drinking age was 18. Gosh. And I would just fill out the blank check.
And your mom wasn't like, why were the groceries four times the price?
What?
She didn't notice. She just didn't want to do the shopping. So she
oh my gosh. Queen.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We want to know what law you would enact. If you were emperor of the world, president of the United States, you were J-Bone in Colorado. Yeah,
the Gov.
That's the Gov. We started calling him J-Bone in the middle of COVID. He was like, hold on, let's leave the liquor stores open. And we were like, here you go, J-Bone.
Yeah. I see.
There you go.
What's his real name?
Jared Polis.
Not J-Bone at all.
No.
Okay.
Not J-Bone. Anyway, what law would you enact? Mm. I have so many, like, I know TAC would murder anybody on a bike.
Just for riding one. In your yard, I think you'd make the street,
they have
matter.
To be on the sidewalk or something.
We're
which
on the
is
trail.
Dumb.
We have so many beautiful trails.
Okay. That's we need better laws than that. Yeah. Like I want like
I've got one. Okay. I got fired up about it.
Okay.
Ooh. If you own a dog, you have to pick up your dog's poop on walks. If not, we're gonna DNA test it and we're fining you $5,000.
$5,000. Where's all that money going to and what's it being used for?
I haven't thought that far.
No, it'd be like a poop patrol. So then you could go like, hey, I got, and then they come by and pick it up.
Patrol.
Yeah, it's like.
Poop patrol. Yeah.
What just happened?
I think that was part of the paw patrol.
I think it was too, but I don't know why you did the hand, like you're on a phone.
I got
like there
really
was a lot
confused.
Going on there. It's like, what? Okay. Yeah.
I have a couple. I would definitely, any pair of sheets that are sold, they need to be marked, which is the top. What's the
that
size?
Is one that's you good. Brought up before, and I am going to sign whatever petition you have.
Thank you. It should be required. Why not? It's so easy.
Yeah, some do.
You need to do all four. Yeah. It's not cost prohibitive. Just one side says side. That's all I need.
Yeah.
One side says top or bottom. Like that's exactly. Costco does all four sides.
I love that.
It's
just a little tag. Like it's
It's nothing. Just yes. Because you get the whole thing on and you're just so...
You get the measuring tape out and you're like, I don't know.
Yes.
It's kind of square.
Okay.
My other one, scissors should come with a little pair of scissors so you can get the packaging open.
And then how are...
What do you think? I need scissors. What do you think I'm doing here? I need what's in there. How am I going to open this?
Oh, it's a great point, but then they're going to have to package the little scissors.
It'd just be like little, like just kind of...
They should just have like an in case of emergency. They're just hanging on the outside.
Or we could just make scissors not come in that weird packaging.
Why did they put them in that
packaging? Like give them a pull tab or something.
Yeah. There you go.
See, that's better, I think.
I feel the same way about razor blades.
About what?
Razor blades. Razor blades.
Why are you buying those?
No, like the Gillette.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Have you ever tried to get in one of those? God, Costco's getting a lot of love right now. Like their package of 400. Like you have to get, because you just buy the thing. It's like 3 billion Gillette Mach 3 turbo replacement blades. But it is, you need scissors and small amounts of C4 to get in there. Because it's packaged so hard.
Yes, why?
Why?
I don't know.
I get that you want it to look cool. And then they always have that one, it feels like there's more, and then you get it open, there's only one blade in there. Like they lie, they hide stuff behind.
Okay.
That's false advertising. That should be a law as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Before you give yours, we want the phones to start ringing. 303-222-5423. You can also text the same number, 303-222-5423.
I have two. One would be that your wedding, you get as many vacation days as you need for it. And it only happens once in life. So you get instead of like a paternity leave, you get like a matrimony leave. Honestly, guys, just came up with that name right now.
What?
Genius.
What are you talking about?
I'm already nervous about needing to take a time off for the wedding and then the subsequent honeymoon.
We will absolutely replace you in a heartbeat. It'll be like, Eric is married. Bye.
Right. But I should get.
No, you shouldn't. What?
As long as you need?
As long as you need might be aggressive, but like paternity leave.
We're writing legislation here. We
also,
need to
I don't know why
specific.
I said paternity leave and not maternity leave, which is more important.
You want matrimony leave?
I would like matrimony leave.
This is exactly why you don't vote for Erica. Because she's going to get into office and only do crap she needs.
Okay.
I would
like
a wiener dog.
Every single politician.
No, I know. That's
and
why
also,
we're trying to.
I don't need your razors.
Yeah, you do. You shave your legs.
Yeah, but not with that kind of packaging.
You should. You should. My daughter steals all my razors. Pink tax. I would abolish the pink tax. That's my law.
That's a really
okay,
good
that's
idea,
a, that's a
and
real
I can
one,
support
yeah.
that.
Great, but I don't support your stupid
okay,
matrimony.
Okay, well, I have another one. I have
oh,
another one.
Yay,
I have another
can't
one.
Wait.
Random dance parties anytime.
Okay. It's law.
like a siren goes off and it's like, I guess it's time for random dancing. Kind of pulling it from the Amanda Show back in the day, right? The dancing lobsters.
Oh, yeah.
Bring out the dancing lobsters.
You may have my vote now.
Thank
I do
you.
Like the Amanda Show.
Yeah, good.
Here's the thing. We're about to get some phone calls, and I just want you to know the one law that we will not enact for you is that we're not allowed to play the siren effect on the radio. Because I know that all of you are looking in your rear view right now, wondering, is there a cop behind me, or is it a random dance party about to start?
I like that.
Neither of those things are true. I'm just doing that right here. Okay. Nobody got shot.
Oh my gosh. You gotta stop.
Okay. If you want to enact a law, if you were emperor of the world, what would your law be? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're making laws today.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. I'm ruler of the universe kind of laws. Somebody texted in a great one.
Oh, this is my favorite. All women are going to rejoice right now. Pockets in dresses and skirts.
Yeah.
That's why I wear those little athletic skirts all the time. They got secret
they got
pockets
weird little
in the shorts.
Oh.
And the pockets in your jeans, maybe you don't want this, should fit a phone. Should fit an iPhone.
Unless it's for style.
Yeah.
I know, but if you... Okay. Maybe it's just me as like
we're
dad mode.
Making carve-outs and stuff. Like, this is politics.
Have you ever been walking behind a girl and her phone, like especially at concerts, her phone, like 1/4 inch is in her pocket. And I'm like, you're going to lose your phone, young lady.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
I do also want to read one more text, Slacker. Someone says, what do you mean only what she needs? Who wouldn't want matrimony leave? Oh. Anyway, we should get to the callers.
I need access to the text again. Rick?
Yai.
Yai. There ought to be a law. What's yours?
Okay, we should all be deputized on the road. Like, you know, you got bad drivers everywhere. They're driving too slow. They're in and out of lanes. We should be able to pull them over, put them on the side of the highway or, you know, the shoulder, take their keys and throw them.
Oh, just
those people
put
are,
them in.
They're idiots.
So you want sort of anarchy, road rage style, but only against the dumb drivers.
Yes, we get rid of them. It's a lot better road.
Okay, but who gets to decide that you're not the dumb driver? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd still be looking for my keys. For sure.
For sure. Tiak is rethinking his, like...
Slacker
would have
thrown.
Yeah.
Right now, I got a guy going 10 miles under the speed limit in front of me, and there's nothing I can do to get around him. It's ridiculous.
Oh, buddy. You're in the thick of it. Well, thank you for the call. I don't know if we're making that one a law or not. Danielle.
Yay.
What's your new law?
Well, I'd like to preface my ideal law by saying I'm tired of hearing how crappy Colorado drivers are, so I'm calling BS.
Okay.
The law that I'd like to enact would be that everyone's driver's license would reflect the state that they originally are from, / the state that they learned to drive in. I want real time data.
So when you get pulled over, it's like, oh, Iowa
another
guy.
Californian.
Yeah.
Okay, just take it easy, Danielle. Come on.
I love that.
Society would crumble.
Do you want it on your license plate or your driver's license?
Oh my gosh, the
license plate.
So, but then I feel like we'd get into some.
And we can just see. You know, we're just like, there's a California person in front of us.
But I feel like someone would like hit my car on purpose.
I would love to register my car in Iowa. It's way cheaper.
No, you still have to pay our... You still have to get our stickers. But we just want to know why you suck.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I want live data.
I think real-time information on everyone on the road.
I love this one. I ran off the road collecting data.
Kathleen?
Yes.
What's your law that you want to enact?
Chewing with your mouth open in public.
Oh, you want to outlaw chewing with your mouth open?
Outlaw it. Which one do I want to? Sorry, I thought you said, enact? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
We're going to make it illegal to chew with your mouth open.
So what? You got to be
public.
Like.
No. What are you doing?
Eating, chewing food.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. Somehow it's lost. Are you a cud chewer? How do you? No. Who's watched
Erica
eat?
Call me a cud chewer. You
have watched
liquor.
Me.
A chewer. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay. So, what happens if they get caught though? What do we do? Do we like Kanye? Do we wire the?
What?
You wire their mouth shut.
Maybe like
an extra service fee for the.
Yeah, this is not a terrible idea.
I have no idea.
Okay, I like it. I'm not sure. We got to draw a picture for Erica so she understands before we vote.
I'm just worried that I chew with my mouth open now.
I do, and there's some things I do. Yeah. It's all right. Bailey?
Yes.
What is the law you'd like us to make?
Well, I had two. The first one I wanted is to have car seats in the car already when you buy them. The other thing is...
Hold on. So if I'm a guy who doesn't have a baby, I got to deal with a car seat in my car?
You can donate it. That's always a good option.
But they come with the car. And then you do what you want.
And then you know that they fit in your car, they work in your car.
Mm-hmm. An added option.
And then the
I got it fully tricked out. Two car seats.
And then the second one is to have a drink coupon after taking your kids to the doctor office. Because I just took both my kids to the doctor just now. And I need to be sedated after that.
I'm so sorry.
No, that is a tragic moment. Okay, I'm down with one of them, but I'm not down. Because there's, how many people have, you don't need a car seat.
It should at least be an option. I like, like she said, so you know it'll fit and stuff.
They fit in every car. It's the latch.
Clearly, I don't have kids, so I don't know.
Just go to a fire station. They'll put it in for you. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hot firefighters will get in the back of your car and wrench it.
While you're 9 months pregnant.
No, you do it. Okay. Mike.
Hello.
There ought to be a law. What's yours?
I called in before, but every public bathroom should have music, so you'd have to hear the other people taking a shit.
Mike.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't even know how to talk about this. In fact, I have a weird political thing, and
this
we don't do politics
good.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just, you came in and I said, we're not talking politics.
I don't. How do I talk about this? Is anybody a next level troll about anything?
Like, are any of us in this
room? Like, do you just hate something so much that you like to troll people about it?
No.
No, I think we have like fully developed frontal lobes or whatever.
Okay. And like, don't get me wrong. I do like, you guys aren't on TikTok and I don't know. Ash Trevino, I love all the trolls that go after her, but I do not.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly.
I do not want to get any hate, but I'm going to go ahead and give the phone number out, the text line, 303-222-5423. I have a Tesla.
Okay.
I love my Tesla. I don't give a crap about Elon, good Elon, bad. My car is so fast. I love my car. And I would just like to say that there are people, if you have an Yves Saint Laurent bag, have you researched every person who was in that company? It's like, you probably haven't. Like, we've just picking this one guy and we're mad at him, right? And maybe you're genuinely mad. I'm going to tell you, you're hearing.
A lot of people get canceled. I'll say that.
Yes. Okay. I'm driving to work today and I'm on the phone with a friend of mine who's a car head.
Okay.
And there is a diesel truck next to me and he revs his engine and the black smoke just covers my car. And I don't care.
Was he revving his engine like to poop on you?
I didn't think so.
Okay.
Because we're just next to each other on 225 trying to get into work. And it's just like, we just happen to keep getting next to each other and I'm not thinking anything of it, but it's like, and it's just like plumes. And I've never seen this much smoke come out of a truck like that before.
Feels like the car shouldn't have passed the emissions test.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just, to me, it was ironic because I'm in an electric vehicle that isn't producing any emissions at that moment. The emissions are at a coal plant about 20 miles from here, whatever. Right. And this diesel truck, and on the fifth time he does it, I mention it on my phone call. And this is what infuriates me, but I also kind of respect it. My car head friend says he's got the X145 thing on his truck. I'm like, what's that? He's like, it's a switch you can flip. So your vehicle, if it's a diesel vehicle, it will produce more smoke, and they do it to electric vehicles on purpose.
Get a life.
But if that's real, one, you're an a-hole. Two, that's pretty cool.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Okay, you know what? Fine. It's no, because this infuriates me because it's the same like, oh my God, that guy is such a big engine. It's loud. Who are you impressing? You're impressing Slacker.
No, you're not impressing me.
You just said it was cool. The girls in the room said it was dumb.
It was cool. Because he took his hatred
to that level.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't like the smoke part of it. I don't know how to put words to it, but T-Hack, I don't want to ruin the show, but sometimes T-Hack will say things just to get you guys so mad that you write in text. His lifeblood is your hatred.
I think yours is too.
I do
point.
Not like reading negative texts. I want to be loved so bad. He likes negative stuff.
You want to be loved so bad, but you loved it when a guy hated you so much he was pooping bad.
Yeah. It's not that. I love his passion for like being
like an a-hole. Take your passion elsewhere. Do something good for the environment. Yeah, do something good for the community.
A charity.
Doesn't it make you, doesn't it impress you a little bit?
No.
That something exists.
Nothing impresses me less than a loud, stinky, dirty car. I agree with you.
Why did you assume he's doing it to impress you? Maybe he's doing it for himself.
Huh?
Oh,
that's what you guys always say wear makeup for ourselves. We don't do it to impress men. And now this is how you're not impressing women.
Slacker saying that the car,
yeah,
that the car guy, though, they do that for electric cars.
It is a thing that I don't know that it was invented for electric vehicles. I think it was invented for like, you're doing thing. It's like for the stupid thing that you guys are talking about, how men just get sideways and go, rum, rum. They want their car to make that sound. And I'm like, I've never understood that.
That was so triggering to me. It's one of my least favorite sounds in the world. And you know what? My dog would agree. He runs home if we're on a walk and he hears that. So stop!
No, but can you just... Why can't they understand what I'm saying? It's just...
Because you're like, I don't like being hated, but I thought this was kind of hot.
If you hate me, enough to modify your vehicle.
That's embarrassing for the vehicle owner.
But it's still, it's kind of cool.
No.
Yeah.
Also, are we just killing the planet with it?
Yeah, but we canceled each other out because my car, not killing the planet. All right. If anybody just hear me out. Just if you understand what I'm trying to say. Also, if you're a female and you understand, because I feel like all the...
Yeah, so the women are going to be like, you're energy so is, dumb.
I can't think of a thing that's like this, but it's like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman going back into the store and go, you work on commission? Big mistake. Mm-hmm. Like, her passion for revenge was such that she went back to the store that wronged her. This guy's passion against electric vehicles made him modify his vehicle. Mm-hmm.
He's chosen a side so hard, you kind of have to respect it.
Yes!
That he's gone so far on the ones I...
Can I just tell you what energy all of this gives?
CP.
Small weenie.
Yeah, small.
Okay. It's all small weenie.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't want anybody to panic, but I've got a story about people being attacked while swimming. I think this is when you'd normally be doing it.
Yeah. Well, I've got a story about a man who's going to be so excited when he learns about Velcro.
What? Honestly, weren't we all?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
So, a man in Germany.
Yeah! Get to the chopper.
I was literally about to go, where's the get to the chopper?
Get to the chopper. It's not a tumor.
What is that? Is that from the same
Kindergarten thing? Cop when he's like, I got a headache.
And to remind you.
Yes, it's Arnold who's from Germany.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So a man in Germany robbed a bank.
Oh.
Kind of successfully. He got a lot of money in a duffel bag.
Yes.
But he had to put it down just outside the bank doors because his shoes were untied.
No!
And then he forgot about the bag and then walked away.
Wait, he left the money?
Wait, yeah.
He tied his shoe.
And then just left the...
And he said, why was I here? I can't
remember. Why was I here?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Oh. Yeah,
right. That. I was going to try to do it and it just
I don't remember
go.
Why like, I was here.
How did he rob them? Breaking in or holding them up hostage?
You just said, give me the money.
Yeah, and they...
And I have to give you the money.
They said, I'll let it... I let it...
I'll
let
be back.
It slide. No, I'm trying to do a shoe pun. An eyelet. I let it...
Oh, wow, that was almost...
Yeah,
no, that one was really bad. Shoelace jokes are the worst.
And we're done with the German accent. My story is from... Germany!
Get to the chopper!
It is not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. I'll be back. A lake in Bavaria, Germany, where people were having fun and they were swimming and having a good time, has a 200-pound catfish in it who decided, I'm hungry.
No.
And started to eat the children.
No,
he was just... 200-pound. 200 pounds, yeah. And he just kept chomping on the swimmers.
What?
Did anyone die?
No, well, here was the thing. They said they tried to get him to stop and he wouldn't stop chomping.
Oh my God.
He's a chomping catfish.
Because he's a catfish.
Yes.
He doesn't actually have a brain.
No, but they have the, and then they have the stingers.
They have stingers?
They have little things that come out of their face.
Their whiskers.
The whiskers are stingers.
Do they sting?
Bro, I fished for catfish when I was a kid, and you like if you try to grab it to take the hook out, I'm like, I'm trying to help you, and it goes, nyeh!
No
and
way!
Like, oh my God, it hurts!
I thought it was just whiskers.
No,
100 pounds.
Yes, 200 pounds. They tried to tell him to stop it.
Right, he doesn't have a brain.
Right. So when he wouldn't retreat. They put him in the boat.
They had to kill him.
I don't know. He's just in the boat. I don't know what happens to a catfish in the boat.
It dies.
Get to the chopper. Those were all the stupid people we can find. Oh. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.